The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome. Welcome to meditation. And often meditation with sitting quietly, maybe with your eyes closed, can feel like something that's intimate. Something that's intimately personal and maybe even private. And so imagine, though, that you have someone who you respect tremendously for their wisdom, their compassion, their kindness, and for whom you feel like you're totally accepted for who you are, and the person just has your well-being in mind clearly and understands that you have some foibles, but is not there to criticize you, but just really to appreciate you and bring out the best in you. And so when you're with that person, you have a natural desire to be at your best, and not as something forceful or to pretend, but just that it's inspiring. So imagine that that person accompanies you into your mind, that somehow or other for this meditation, the person can witness what happens in your mind, how you are, how you meditate, what you're thinking about, what your responses and reactions are to what's happening there in this inner, private, personal world of meditation. And that knowing that this wise and caring person is with you, that you don't feel like you don't have to prove anything, you don't have to pretend, you don't have to perform in a good way, but you're inspired. The best in you can be there. That the how you meditate, how what you think about, how you're engaged in the practice, how you give yourself to being mindful and aware, you're now much more inspired to be accompanied and know you're being watched and seen by this caring person. So with this companion, to assume a meditation posture that demonstrates that you are here to practice, here to be present, that you're here with all of who you are, and to maybe sway back and forth, maybe twist a little bit, kind of maybe roll your shoulders a little bit, maybe roll your head a little bit, to kind of get yourself settled here, present, prepared, and to gently close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, give a lot of room and space for your inner life, how you are now. No need to fix anything or change, but begin by just making room, space to be as you are. Room for the activities of your mind, how your mind is. Room for how you are emotionally. As if meditation is a time to give lots of room. And giving room for how you are physically. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, relaxing as you exhale. Letting your breathing return to normal and giving room for whatever way you're breathing so that there is a gentle recognition of how it is to breathe at this point. This recognition, allowance, in a way that's being witnessed by your wise friend supporting you to be with your experience with the best that you have, kindest. To practice with what's here happening, not be opposed to what's happening, or not trying to fix or attain anything. Just to be here fully, kindly, with your breathing. And whatever occurs in the present moment as you're meditating, to give it breathing room so it can be known in a calm way. So whatever is happening now can be known in a way that would be appreciated by your wise friend. This is a good way to practice with what's happening. Not being for or against, but being aware clearly, clear and calm. And when it's time, keep returning to breathing. To accompany breathing in a way that, in a manner, in an attitude, in a dedication, that your wise friend would appreciate. gently, lightly, imagine that your mind is accompanied by the kindest, wisest person you know, or that you can imagine. Of course, you'll be awake. Of course, you'll be real present here for your experience, wisely and kindly. Of course, you're not going to miss being awake for this moment. With an attentiveness that is shared with your friend. And as we come to the end of this sitting, for the last few minutes, to become your own best friend. As you're with yourself, with your eyes closed, and with your thoughts and feelings, body, to feel that there's a field of friendship between all of it. That inspires you to give lots of room to how you are. Room for the best of who you are to come forth, to be seen and to be expressed. Of course you have foibles. But those don't have to interfere with making room for all that's good in you, that's manifested by how you're aware, how you know, to know kindly and clearly this moment. Not looking for your, in your thoughts or your emotions for your goodness, but rather in how you can be aware, how you know, how you give room to all things in a kind and wise way, with a kind of silent awareness. That's bigger, more magnanimous, that can hold all things in an expansive mind, an expansive heart. So expansive that it can include the people of your in your life, friends, family, neighbors, strangers, colleagues, making your mind and heart wide and spacious, lots of room. To know everyone kindly, calmly, with goodwill. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.